Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? Chef Albert Hernandez here, the Untamed Chef. I've got a really untamed chef on the line today. Chef from the Phoenician Hotel in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, the nicer part of the area. We got Chef Leon, but first, let's just talk a little bit about the week. I cooked. I did a couple of really cool demonstrations. We really wanted to demonstrate healthy food and how using the proper olive oils and vinegars, we can get really good results out of the cuisine that we are trying to prepare. And that's what we tried to do. So a shout out to everybody who was at the event of the Clear the Clutter at the Downtown Club in Fresno. And coming at you live here from beautiful Visalia, California, is Chef Albert Hernandez with my guest, Lee. How's it going, brother?
Not too bad. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, man, it has been such a long time, but I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much. And, Lee, I know you're in Miami right now, so you are doing some charity work, right?
Yeah, I do an event every year for Tim Wakefield in January, and I get auctioned off to come out and do dinners. And so I've been out doing a few dinners this past weekend. So,
that's fantastic, Jeff. I'm so glad to hear that, Chef. So here's what I've been telling everybody who's going to listen to the show tonight is that the chef that's going to be on my show tonight was a competitor on Iron Chef America. And I've seen this show about 100 times at least where you battled Kat Cora. And I have to say, Lee, you got cheated, man. And I hate on Iron Chef when you get cheated.
I'm actually waiting for them to show the one if I actually win. I sit there in anticipation wondering if I'm ever going to win it. But, you know, I never do.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? And the bottom line is, Chef, that it's so funny because when we cook, everybody thinks that the food critic, it's their opinion. They it's such an easy job to be a food critic. And what I've learned is most food critics, if they are friends with the chef, for some odd reason their opinion matters more, you know, the value of their stock goes up more. And I think that's ridiculous because if you see the battle, you clearly won. And I just hate when things like that happen, Chef. But you know what? We become better chefs from those experiences.
Well, you know what? I won on taste, so that's the main thing. That's all I care about.
Well, then that day, you know what? At the end of the day, that's all that matters, you know. So, Chef, so what I wanted to do is just – we just want to get to know who you are because congratulations, by the way, on being named the executive chef of the Phoenician, which is one of the most prestigious, most beautiful hotels in Arizona.
I'm not the chef yet. I'm working on it.
Oh, come on, Chef. You are on top of your game. You're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. I had the pleasure of meeting you, Chef, when we were in at the sanctuary on Camelback Mountain. You were doing a dinner with Chef Bo and Chef Christopher from Crush Lounge, and we got to meet briefly while I was doing a stage there for Bo's amazing restaurant.
It
was fantastic. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it sticks out right away because, you know what, you walk in and you're this big, tall, bald guy with an accent. And I'm like, man, that guy is probably a mean dude. And then as I got to talk to you, Chef, I was like, you're a really, really nice guy. And what I've learned with, especially being in the public eye, is the nicer you are, you get so much more positive attention, and people gravitate towards that a lot. And I just thought I'd let you know that, Chef. You've inspired me to want to keep doing amazing cuisine.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And, you know, it's the industry. I mean, you meet these wonderful people, and, you know, I think as a chef, I'm very, very fortunate to do what I love. I don't have a job. I don't go to work. I do something I love every single day. So what's not to be positive about, you know?
That's absolutely – I love that. That's absolutely amazing. So what I wanted to ask you, Chef, was how did it all start? Well, when did this passion just grow in you and you're just like, this is what I'm going to do. This is who I'm going to be, because I'm really dying to know the story, and I think all of our listeners are as well.
So I was actually partially brought up in Australia, and where we used to live was a small iron ore shipping town. And it was a lot of expatriates, a lot of ex-English people that lived there, and there was married people's quarters and single people's quarters. And my parents, their house was known as the Hilson Hotel because people would come over every weekend and take it in turns to cook dinner. And I would just literally be there in awe, and I would watch and watch and watch. And this one guy called Stephen Peel, he would come over and he'd marinate steaks and barbecue, and it totally blew me away about putting meat into marinade. And then my dad would make like marmalade, and my mom would make ice cream from scratch, and I was just totally floored. And it was something I always wanted to do after watching. I mean, you know, it was funny because I remember one time my parents saying the first thing they ever remembered me making them was like getting flour and water and turning it into a dough, putting ketchup and cheese, and putting it in the oven. And they say it's the best pizza they ever had. I don't know why they how they can say that, but it's a memory for them. You know, it's that's how I got into cooking.
That's absolutely fascinating, Chef. So what happened? So did you go to a culinary school? Did you do an internship somewhere? And I know a lot of wonderful chefs, they didn't go to culinary school. They went straight to a trade school where they went, you know, for certain hours of the day, and it was like their job and it was their experience.
Well, for me, I mean, the schools in England actually finish a little bit earlier depending on when your birthday is. So when I was 15 and a half, I actually graduated high school, and I started culinary school at 15 and a half, and I went there for 2 years to Bournemouth and Poole University, and I studied for 2 years, and I moved up to London for my externship when I was 16 for 6 months, and then when I was 18, I moved out to America for the first time. But yeah, I went to a local culinary school, and I just fell in love with it. It was a passionate thing. I went to the States, came back, went to France, came back to England, and then moved back out to the States many years later.
That's unbelievable, right there, Chef. And you know what? What's real amazing is this: to really open up your level of expertise and to really broaden the horizons of your culinary passion, you have to be willing to travel and you have to be willing to try other restaurants. And it helps when you can get out of the country, you know, and really experience dining on a different level.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm very fortunate. I get to do cooking demonstrations for one of the cruise lines out there. And that's because of Iron Chef. I mean, it opens up so many doors. And every country I go to, I go where the locals go and eat just to see what they're experiencing and getting the real deal. I won't go to a tourist restaurant or anything. I want to go to the authentic place, the authentic restaurant, you know, and it's amazing. And you learn so much, and it gives you so much inspiration and so many ideas that you want to take back and, you know, do your own version. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that's unbelievable right there, Chef. So what happened? So you get done with culinary school now, and for all of us, we have trouble finding a job, you know, right after culinary school, because it's like, all right, you know, I just finished chef school, and I try to tell all the young little culinarians, no, you didn't. You learned basic cooking. You're going to become a chef over the course of years and your time and your passion and what you put into this. But how did it go, Chef? Did you go, you know, door to door looking for a job, or did you have something available already as soon as you were done with school?
I basically, when I finished school, I went to a local two Michelin star restaurant that in the New Forest, and I worked for them, and then I had the opportunity to move to America, which is when I came out. But it was funny, when I first started culinary school, one of my teachers, and I'll actually bleep out these parts myself, but when I started culinary school, one of my teachers said, he goes, okay, my name is Mr. Collier, spelled B-A-S-T-A, beep, beep, beep. From now on, your life is beeped. You don't get weekends off. You don't get Christmas off. You don't get holidays off. You don't get your birthday off. You are now effed. And that was it. And it kind of drew me into it. I'm like, wow, this is just amazing. And you know, from there, I knew that I was never going to make huge amounts of money. I was always going to work every single holiday. You just knew at that point, because he was so, it drew that passion into me. And for me, when I talk to young kids, it's like, you guys have to get off of this soapbox and think, you're going to go on Food Network, you're going to take this time off, you're going to be able to tell the chef that you want this off. You need to be fully dedicated to work, you know, because that's what it's about. And the rewards will come later, eventually, if you're lucky. You never know, you know. It's one of those touch-and-go careers, but it's so worth it just knowing what you're doing for a guest and how much of an experience. I mean, you think about it. Someone comes to your restaurant, and they get engaged in your restaurant, or they're celebrating an anniversary, or absolutely anything in your restaurant, and you're making that experience for their lifetime. That's the reward right there. It's nothing to do with money or anything like that. It's the reward you give the person.
That's absolutely amazing, Chef. And yeah, that's something, you know. It's always an amazing event when you see a man propose to, you know, the woman of his dreams in your restaurant, because he's chosen that restaurant out of all places to make this statement here of true testament of love. And I've seen it so many times, and it's always amazing. And you give yourself just this little tiny pinch of credit. That's one thing I've learned in my career is I give myself 2% and I give the other 98 to my team, because it's hard to do it without them, you know. And that 2% is for something like, you know, a proposal or something amazing. You know, so many different dinners that I've done and have been very blessed and privileged to be a part of. And I've been a part of these people's lives, you know, who have included me into their celebration. And it's so amazing. So I know, Chef, you're in Phoenix, Arizona, right? You're in the land of the sun.
Yep, absolutely.
That's fantastic. And I got to say right here, Chef, I have to say this, because this is for all my wonderful listeners all over the country, the world, wherever you're at. Phoenix, Arizona, the state of Arizona, is absolutely a culinary juggernaut, and it gets shined upon so many times by New York, by San Francisco, by Los Angeles, by Chicago. There are some amazing, amazing restaurants in Arizona and amazing places to go. And the Phoenician is one of them. It's absolutely beautiful. It's so gorgeous. I had the privilege of staying one night out there. A good friend of mine, they were having some kind of a party there, and I was able to stay in one of the rooms, and I just can't believe it. It's so hard to believe that that's right there in Arizona. That's something you would think you would see in France, or you would see in Upper Manhattan, but it's not. It's right there, and it's so gorgeous, Chef. And the food I had was second to none, and it really is amazing, because you guys put so much love into what you're doing there. I mean, I know you have a master sommelier there, right?
Oh, yeah, Greg Tresner, he's amazing, yeah. I mean, we have an amazing crew. We have over 110 cooks throughout the whole resort. Yeah, between banquets and all of the outlets and everything like that, yeah. We have over 110 chefs. So
That's unbelievable. And you are the executive sous chef, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you oversee everything. Cause we know the sous chef. We know Chef is always he's the one who's hands-on in the kitchen. The executive chef, he stays in the office. He comes out, he tells what to do, but the executive sous chef is the one who actually pushes these orders, right?
Yeah, it's an amazing operation. But I can't take all the credit, because, like I say, I mean, I have a chef in each outlet, and we have sous chefs. But, I mean, at the Phoenician, I mean, it's really is a team effort. I mean, it's like I couldn't do it without those guys, and they're – everyone's just on the game. It's amazing. I've never seen such a big place the way a team comes together. It's like a small family on such a huge scale. It's amazing.
That is amazing. And how many hours would you say you're doing a week right now, Chef? And I have a number in my head, but I want to hear it from you.
It varies. I mean, this time of year, probably about 50 to 60. And during season, probably between 70 and 90.
That's amazing.
That's not too bad.
And you know what? Like you said, Chef, you love what you do. And when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. I mean, you get in that kitchen, and this is what you'd be doing if you were at home, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm very, very fortunate. You know, I mean, I get to go to a place that I love. I drive up the drive and fall in love with the property every single day. I walk down a hallway, say good morning to all of the family that I work with, and then I get to go in the kitchen and play. I mean, what's not to love about? Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's so beautiful. And I know that before you went to the Phoenician, Chef Lee, you were at T. Cook's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many years were you at T. Cook's for?
I was at the Royal Palms for 12 years, and I was the chef for 8 of those. of the Royal Palms Resorts Bar and Teacups. Yeah. So that was a blast.
Incredible. Yeah, that's when I met you, Chef. You were working at T. Cook's, and when I had left Arizona, then you had I think about a year afterwards you had went on to the Phoenician. So that's absolutely fantastic. So how are things going? You said you're doing some charity work right now so what's on the menu? I'm curious because you are a mastermind of a chef.
Well, on the menu I've just done for this past weekend, or just in the menu at the Phoenician?
The menu at the Phoenician, I want to hear about that, but I want to hear what you did for this charity because these are big events.
For the Phoenician, I mean, we have one of our primary restaurants is Italian based, so I mean we have a slow roasted lamb neck which we stuff with boursin and mint. And then we're serving that with baby fennel and minted potatoes and charred tomatoes and a minted chimichurri or salsa verde. So that's pretty good.
That sounds amazing.
We have a lobster gnocchi where we're using a roux to actually color the gnocchi with shrimp and mussels and all that fun good stuff. A composed Tanzania salad, which is to die for. I actually made that this past weekend here at the event as well. I mean, really sort of like all sorts of, I mean, everything and anything that we can do this Italian inspired. You know,
that's amazing, Chef. And I love Panzania, because it's hard to find a really good one around here. So it's like, come on.
Yeah, and I the lamb neck is my favorite dish. I'm a huge fan on that. It's an underutilized piece of meat. So if I can use that, I'm going to use it on any of my menus and you know, fortunately, we're able to use it here, and it's probably our biggest seller on the menu. It's huge.
It sounds absolutely amazing. And you know what? The ambiance of the Phoenician is like, it's like nothing else. And it's funny because you hear of people that are going so far out of town for vacation. And I strongly recommend to everybody that's listening with Chef Lee here, the Phoenician is absolutely amazing. It is a getaway of a lifetime. And it's right here in Arizona, you know. I mean, you could jump on a plane, you could be there, in an hour. So, you know, really take advantage of what we have around here because it's amazing. And that's for my California audience. Even, you know, I'll be going to New York at the end of the month to do the rest of my actual cooking show. And even that, you know, it's not a long ways. I mean, we're talking some of our New York audience, if you wanted to go somewhere nice, you've got to go online to the Phoenician.com and look at this. It's a luxury collection resort in Scottsdale, and it's absolutely amazing. And what's really beautiful about it is the food complements everything as well. And Chef Lee, it's really a pleasure to talk to you. You know, I know we've been hitting each other on Facebook here and there. We're kind of hit and miss, but you've got a lot of big things going on. I mean, it looks like you've got a lot of things going on in your personal life. You want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I have the most amazing, amazing girlfriend, Nicole, and two beautiful girls, Tristan and Tatum. I mean, they're just phenomenal. And, you know, they make every day that I wake up just the most amazing day. You know, I mean, they inspire me to go to where I go to play with food all day. I mean, they revitalize me every single day, no matter how tired I am, worn out. They make everything amazing. So I'm very, very fortunate with that. I'm a lucky man. I'm very blessed.
Yes, you definitely are. And when I was over there in Arizona for the time I was, I know you guys are like almost a little fraternity of chefs, you and Bo and Chris, and there's a couple of other guys. I didn't get to meet them, but tell us a little bit about that, because you guys go and you do charity work all over Arizona together. And what's amazing is the collaboration of talent. We're talking lots and lots of years of experience. And you guys all just go out and you have fun. And when I saw the way you guys cook together, I told myself that's the kind of chef that I want to be, because they love what they do. They're having fun, taking pictures, and that's the kind of chef that I've molded myself into, Chef. So I can tell you honestly that you have been, you know, a bit of a mentor to me as well in becoming the chef that I am today. And I couldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for what I saw doing a couple of dinners with you guys over there when I was staging in Scottsdale with Bo, because it's amazing. And that's the kind of team that I'm trying to build all over the country. And I really appreciate everything, Chef, especially I know that you've got things going on, you know, and it's about was it about 9 o'clock over there right now, 9:30 almost in Miami?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And it's so amazing. And go out and have a fantastic evening tonight with your beautiful family. And we'll definitely we'll catch up more with everything, Chef. And do you have any shout-outs, anybody you want to say hi to? We're on live.
Well, obviously, yeah, my family, but I mean, not just people like Bo McMillan and Christopher and everyone that you said in Phoenix. I mean, our chef family is so close and so humble. And the thing I love about the chef family in Phoenix is you've got Bo McMillan who does a lot of Food Network TV and everything like that. But people like him, rather than just talk about their own restaurants, everyone talks about everyone else's restaurants and promotes the dining in Arizona and promotes like Christopher's Crush. They promote Crudo and, you know, Southern Rail. It's all about every other chef, and it's not just about me. It's about a collaboration of chefs that love to cook together, be together, and want everyone to succeed. And so I give a shout out to all of the Arizona chefs out there that it's their passion. It's not about making money.
And you know what? I have to second that right there, Chef. The restaurants out there are amazing. You know, Tarbell, Vincent's on Camelback, the amazing restaurants you're running at, the Phoenician, the Sanctuary on Camelback Mountain where Bo's at, Elements. It's the most amazing dining experience and the Crush with Christopher. I talk to Christopher on Facebook every other day. He's such a really down-to-earth guy. This is a James Beard Award-winning chef. And here he is, you know, just out and about having a good time. You know, he welcomes people into the restaurant. He's the guy you meet when you walk in. It's absolutely amazing, Chef. And like I said, I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate you here on the Untamed Chef and at Grilling Ideas Radio for taking time out of your busy life to share, you know, your passion with the chef. I had no idea that you graduated when you were 15. I thought I was special because I graduated when I was 17. Yeah. I've been humbled today, Chef. I can tell you that. So thank you so much for that. And a shout out to your family from all of us here at Grilling Ideas Radio. And I am going to keep following you, and I hope to see just big things happening with you, Chef. Like I said before, you're a true champion, and your attitude reflects that of a real chef. And for all my younger audience that are listening out there tonight who are in culinary school, this is what you should try to mold yourself to be as a chef like Chef Lee here, because this is what's going to make you fall in love with this, and you're going to keep wanting to do this. The money will come, but you have to have that passion for what we do as chefs and as people who love to cook. So Chef Lee, without further ado, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to having you on again sooner than later.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. And for all of your listeners out there, you've got my cell number, right?
I do not have your cell number, Chef.
You don't?
I do not have it.
Okay, it's 602-386-6353. If anyone ever wants to call me for some advice on about the career, anything like that, feel free. My number is always open to anyone that wants to learn or talk about food. So that's my personal cell number.
You are a true
rock star. More than
oh, my goodness. And you've heard it, everybody. A true rock star, Chef Lee. Chef Lee, have a fantastic evening. Alrighty.
All right. Thanks, brother man. You take care. It's great talking to you.
Likewise, sir. Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Wow, what an honor, what a privilege to be able to talk to a chef of this caliber. And he put his number out there for everybody to hear, and you just know how amazing that is because he is really passionate about teaching and about giving his knowledge, sharing what he knows, and take advantage of these opportunities. And don't just text him, hey, chef, what's up? You know, if you got a question, though, please give him a call and ask him some questions because he's ready to help. That was a lot of fun. You know, it's not every day you get to talk to a rock star like Chef Lee Hilson, an Iron Chef champion, in my opinion, and it's opened a lot of doors for him going on there. And I'm very, very proud of you, Chef, and the accomplishments you've done. They are second to none. And like he said, shout out to Arizona. You guys are rock stars, And the restaurants over there are absolutely amazing. So here we go. The Untamed Chef, where are we at right now? We're still looking for sponsors for the first season of the show. We've raised some sponsors, so thank you to my sponsors out there. But we still are looking for sponsors. The show is set to start September 15th. I need to be in New York to finish the rest of the show. And then we're actually going to have the show rolling the first week of October. And we are estimating an audience of 105 million a week. And that's pretty darn good. So if you want advertising, if you want your business to be known throughout the nation, I am definitely your guy. And we want to do amazing food. You can go on my website, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And my number is there. If you want to call me, if you want to get a hold of me, send me an email. And I will personally send you the pilot from the very first show that I've already paid for and have filmed for your viewing pleasure. And it's been absolutely amazing just being able to talk food with you guys. And let's just go out and be consistent, efficient, and proficient when we're in the kitchen. Remember, being in the kitchen is about having fun. It's loving what you're doing, and it's loving the people that you're doing it for. I want to say especially thanks to my beautiful wife, Antonia, and my sons, Adam and Joseph Michael. They keep me sane in the kitchen. And for any chef out there who, if you need just a little bit more confidence with your menus or whatever, please give Chef Lee a buzz. I have his information written down now. If you didn't catch it, I will definitely send it to you. But he's a true rock star. Like him on Facebook, Lee, HILLSON. I won't make that mistake twice. And I just want to say thank you because we make it possible for you because you're making it possible for us to bring you this entertainment on the airwaves. And a shout out to Carolyn and Grilliant. You guys are rock stars. Thank you so much. And let's just keep cooking. Let's keep having fun. And more importantly, let's just give thanks to God for another day. Have a great week. Bye now.
When you thought radio was safe. A new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.